It's time now for Kaleidoscope, and it's time for our Windham Area Health Update. And John Pearl is with us this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. It's parade season. We were talking about that before we got going. I know Windham Area Health was in Mountain Lake last night.
Yeah, it is fun. You know it's summer when the parades are firing up and having the, we were talking about the community celebrations, that everybody has one, which is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, this time of year, it's like a machine gun almost. Just they're all coming from every direction. Well, let's talk hospital.
Yeah. Give you a financial update here. As I've shared in the past, our fiscal year ends on 4/30. So 4/30/26 this year, we wrapped up our fiscal year 2026. So we're right in the middle of our financial audit. That audit's going well. We expect another clean audit, as we always have. So it's nice when things go smoothly and it's routine.
How long does it take for that audit process?
Usually we start, you do some prep prior to the end of the year, but it's about mid-May, so about 2 weeks into the year, and then probably about 2 months to get it actually done. One really strong week where there's a lot of pretty much that's what you're doing. But it's great. You learn a lot about your organization through that because you're focused on certain areas. So, and then we have something called a cost report that is a Medicare tool. It's how we're paid from Medicare, is on a cost basis. That's due at the end of September. So we're working on that with in conjunction with the audit.
Sure.
So, if you really wanted to know when we're done and put it to bed, the last year, it's the end of September.
The end of September.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. That's fantastic. So we'll produce another good year. It's always nice when you're hitting budget, and our revenue last year was spot on budget. So I always say when things work out perfectly, that's all about me. When there's a little bit of a miss, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
No. But a lot of luck and opportunity in that too. So we're happy with that. So now we're on to our new fiscal year. May was surprisingly low volume. We actually only produced $5 million in billed charges, and we should be about at 6.5. So that's a significant drop.
Substantial, yeah.
Yeah, so that was our least volume month probably in the last 8 months. However, when we switch over to June, so yesterday was the 22nd, we have over 5 million already through the first 22 days of June.
Wow, okay.
So we're kind of coming back, and we'll actually exceed budget this month for sure. So it's just the way the business is, you
right.
know. You care for the people when they show up. So,
and that really, I mean, you care about those monthly numbers, but it really is the end of the year when you kind of take a picture of the full year that you count on.
Absolutely. It's definitely trends. It's up and down. You know, one great month isn't going to make the year. One poor month isn't going to drown the year. It's always nice to start out strong.
Yes.
So first month of the year, didn't really appreciate that, but that's okay. We have so many things always happening at the hospital that help for, number one, services. We're so happy to provide as many healthcare services as we can to the local community. And in August, we have a urologist that's starting at the end of August. The audience may remember that about a year and a half ago, for a six-month period, we had a urologist here that was quite busy. He was essentially, I'm going to say, doing a tryout. He was visiting our community and another community, deciding where he and his family were going to move. They chose the other community, unfortunately, but we were able to recruit Dr. Hoffman. He's coming out of, I'll say, the Southwest Metro. He's currently doing some work at Hutchinson, and he'll be coming our direction. So we're excited for that. Just from the short stint we had a year and a half ago, it really confirmed what we knew, is there's just a big need for that service. So for the community, it's fantastic for the care. You don't have to worry about the travel. For me, financially, it's another service that we're able to add and bill for. And we have so many fixed costs at the facility already. Obviously, the beautiful medical building is a fixed cost now that we have. So anytime you can add services and grow your book of business, so to speak, it helps cover those costs.
And with those costs that are always there month in and month out, when you add a service, it's not in proportion to added expense. It's always money ahead from this point moving forward.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way we look at it. And that coincides with, I believe, if I didn't share a couple of months ago, maybe Landon did last month, we are expanding our specialty services into Fairmont. And so we do have a, I'll call it a satellite clinic, but I'll call it the Fairmont Clinic, Windermere Health Fairmont Clinic. We'll be opening this fall with some of our specialty services. And a few years back, we started employing providers to provide the specialty care. So surgeons, we have two surgeons. We have an OBGYN. We're going to have a urologist contracted, but a urologist on site. And when you talk about adding those services when you already have the fixed expense, that's the same way we think about our talent, so to speak, being the providers, is we have the opportunity to share those providers with Fairmont and that community where you're not adding a lot of expense to the equation, but Fairmont's going to be able to get that quality care and those services in their community, and it's going to help us as well. So
it's a win-win.
Yeah, we're really in a great spot. A lot of rural facilities are struggling. It doesn't take much to look up on the internet to see how the smaller community hospitals are doing. And I'm really proud of WA and the direction the board has taken of growing, because we learned a long time ago that if you stay stagnant, you're really just going to be a dying hospital, because the reimbursement mechanism isn't designed to keep you afloat. So we're no different than any other business. You have to have volume, you have to have growth, you have to diversify and those types of things. So very fortunate for the position we're in, which goes back to the comment where I'm not too concerned about May.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's one of those things. We might have a string of 3 great months of volume and then another low one. It's just the way it is.
And there's so many factors too. People maybe putting off something until another, because they got a kid graduating, or who knows.
And unfortunately, we let providers have vacations too.
Yes.
So they get time off, and it's like, geez, you know. But yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you hear different things, especially in a farming community, waiting until the planting season's done, waiting until harvest. And some will tell you it doesn't matter. They're not coming in anyway, right?
So,
it's all good.
All right. Well, that sounds like, even though maybe a slow start to the year, it still looks like it's going to be a good year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we're in a good spot. We're planning a break even from budget just because of the expansion into Fairmont, and urology will take just a little bit to get going again. And yeah, we think it's going to be overall a positive year.
Very good. All right, John, what else do we need to mention today?
I think that is really the bulk of the excitement. As we started with, really had a lot of fun. We had representation at Riverfest and the Powwow Parade in Mountain Lake last night, and I had good turnouts on, we had our foundation golf tournament last Friday. Those proceeds go to some 3D ultrasound technology. That's the other thing in healthcare. It's kind of a double-edged sword, is there's always new and helpful technology, but it's always so expensive, right? So you're always fundraising, and today's not the day to talk about healthcare costs, but we know it's very expensive, right? So, but that's the highlights I had.
Well, and that's a lot of information for people to digest here for a little while then. So, all right. Well, John, we appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
And that will do it for our update from Windham Area Health on Kaleidoscope on KDOM.